Give me Psalm 84:11. Give me, if you can do this in Amplified Classic, that will be, it will be just fantastic. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is what? A sun shield. No, what when you see the sun, what you think of? It's a bright light, isn't it? That's what the sun is, a bright light. And you can't, I mean, you can turn your little bright lights on all day long. When the sun is shining bright, you can't hardly tell you got it on. Only way you can see your little lights when the sun go down. God is, the Lord God is a sun. That means he shines brighter than anybody. And not only he's a sun, not only is he a sun, he is the shield. What's coming at you? And he talks about the shield of faith. That's strong. The fiery darts are thrown at you. He said, raise up the shield of faith and let it hit that shield. Toop! Out it goes. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord what? Bestows, presents grace and what else? Favor and what else? Future glory, what else? Honor, what else? Splendor and what else? Heavenly bliss. That's joyful stuff. That's joy that he all that stuff makes you happy, fulfill you with joy. That's joyful stuff. That's who he is. And I'm going to be afraid of him. I'm going to not trust him. And he just told me no good thing he'll withhold from me. There he is right there. No what? No good thing will he withhold from those who what? Well, the other word, do what he said. He's right anyway, whether you do it or not. But when I do what he said, he won't withhold from me the good things of life. Oh, glory to God. That's all glory to God. Hallelujah. So I know I can trust him. I won't go around. I won't have this old mentality trying to scheme on somebody. Get over on somebody. That's the devil. That's what he's doing right now. That's what he's doing right now. Trying to get over on you. He starts with your thoughts. Come on. Somebody cheating you. Somebody doing this to you. You got to get the advantage. You don't look out for yourself, nobody will. You done heard all that stuff. If God didn't look out for you, I don't know who did. Nobody ever done for you what God has. And that's what he's trying to do. Get over on you. Start your thought. And you know how he bring it into manifestation? Manifestation? You hook that old crazy tongue up and started saying it. Yeah, child, you know I heard they were doing this. I remember when we first started giving out food. And we had so many people coming. And there were a few of them still got some. But there was a few of them in the crowd when I just went and talked to them. I said, look, y'all, we're not trying to feed the world. I said, you don't need it. Don't come get it. I said, this is for the people who need it. And that person on earnest and said, yeah, I don't need it. This out here getting it. You see how greedy? The devil don't care nothing about you. That's why you got to get a revelation of the kingdom. And the stuff that he's pulling over your eye and doing to you in your life, you can stop him today. You can make that declaration today as far as you go, Satan. Oh, yeah, you have to fight, but it's a good fight because it is called the fight of faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, did I finish that? I started, yeah. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Yeah, that's it. Watch this. I think I have time to do this. Psalm 89. I want to show you. The Lord announced Psalm 89, and I'm reading this from the Amplified Classic as well. Psalm 89, verse 11 through 17. Because I got to get to a point here, so let me move on. Psalm 89, the heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all that is in it. You have found them. Who found them, see? See, who found them? You have found them, the north, the what? South. You have created them, Mount Tabor, Mount Harmon. Joyfully praise his name. You have a what? Mighty arm. Strong is your hand. Your right hand is sword and high. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and what? Loving kindness and truth go before your face. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be in this. So when you start prospering and walking in the blessing of God, see, religious folk gave you a phony, lying idea of God, that you serve God, you're going to be broke. You'll never have nothing. That's the biggest lie I've been told. You want to be rich, you serve God. If you want to be rich, I'm talking about rich in health, rich in wealth, rich in worship, rich in praise, and all this stuff. Rich in possession, rich in houses, rich in land, whatever. If you want it, do what God tells you to do. You know, Dad Hagin, when he left, I didn't know this. And people never would have thought it. He bought every one of his grandchildren a brand new house. All right. Let me go on, let that soak in. The man faithfully served God. I was so fortunate, blessed, that I got a chance to sit under his ministry. And the Lord often talked to me about that man. Because the man obeyed God. I want to leave here. That you know, he may not have been popular. He may not have been a highly educated man. He may not have been a tall man. He may not have been all those things. But that man believed God. If I didn't believe what I'm preaching, I'd pull my jacket off and lay it on the floor and walk out the door. For a sign for you that I won't be back no more. So, I can't believe for you. I can't make you be obedient. I can only tell you in love what thus says the Lord. You can believe God. It would be another thing if we wasn't putting that on the screen. It used to be. You didn't have your Bible, and you couldn't see it, but you're looking at it now. Okay. You can go and say, Reb said that. No, I didn't say that. That's what the Word said. Yeah. Don't put that off on me. Reb said that. No, I did not say it. The Word said it. God, and it's God's written Word for you to speak in your life. So where did I stop it? Blessed, happy, fortunate to be in this are the people who know and joyfully the joyful sound, who understand who do what? Appreciate the spiritual blessing symbolized by the what? Feast, they walk.